We're up to Simin Kuf Min Vav, and we'll be doing the first two Sifim. Asur Lotzeis Ulaniach Sefer Torah Kashu Pasuach. It is Asur to walk out of Shul, to leave the Sefer Torah, once it is open. And the Mishtabur brings a Pasuk, it's V'ozvei Hashem Yikalu. It's Asur to go in and be Ozev Hashem when the Sefer Torah is open, that's what you're doing. Aval Ben Gavra L'Gavra Shaper Dami. But Ben Gavra L'Gavra, between Aliyas, it is Mutter. Now Shaper Dami would sound as if it's fine. The Mishtabur tells us that it is Asur L'Chatchila, it is only Mutter B'Makom Tzorach Godel. And with the condition, first of all, that you're going to be leaving 10 people behind. Second, that you have already heard Kriyas HaTorah or that you're coming right back. But if you're not leaving 10 people behind and you haven't already heard Kriyas HaTorah, then it's also to leave even Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Now this means then that during the Kriya, it's also to leave even though there's a minyan without you, even though you've already heard the laning. In the Bir Halacha, he also brings the Tashbetz that says, although you're allowed to leave Ben Gavra L'Gavra, that's only on a temporary basis. It means once in a while. On a permanent basis, that's what you do all the time, that would be Asa. What happens if they finished laning, but the Ola hasn't made his brachas yet? Is that already Ben Gavra L'Gavra or not? So in the Bir Halacha, he brings a machlokas. He says the Pri Chodesh says that the bracha is not part of the kriya, whereas the Mata Yehuda holds that it is part of the kriya, and you couldn't leave until after he finishes making the bracha. Sif Beis, Kiven Shehischil Hakore Likros B'Sefer Torah. Once the Balkore begins laning, Asur Lesaper, it is Asur to talk. Afilu B'Divrei Torah, even in Divrei Torah, means during laning, it is Asur to speak. Not only is it during laning, the Magen Avraham says, even once the Sefer Torah was opened, even if the Ola hasn't even made his brachas yet, once they open the Sefer Torah, it is usher to speak. Usher to speak means even if someone asks you a shaila during laning, it's usher to answer him. If someone's doing a maisa iser, someone's doing something usher and you've got to stop him, try to use remiza, hint it to him. If he doesn't get the hint, then you'll have to tell him if there's really no other choice. And it says, afilu ben gavra l'gavra. Even during the break between the aliyas, it is usur at that point to speak even bedivrei Torah. Now the bach is makel ben gavra l'gavra, whereas other achronim are machmer. And we see that the mechaber is the problem that the mechaber is dealing with is shemi yimashech. If you're going to be speaking and learning ben gavra l'gavra, then there's a real fear that you're going to continue speaking and you're going to miss the beginning of the next aliyah. The Eliyarabba says that to speak to someone else in learning is asur, but if you want to learn yourself, ein limchos. He doesn't say it's the right thing to do. He says, ein limchos, we will not protest. If someone asks you, shaila ben gavra l'gavra, that is mutter to answer, because there's no fear that by answering the shaila, you're going to end up talking and going into the laning itself. Further, vafilu im hishlim hu haparsha. Now, what exactly does the Mechaber mean when he says, Afilu im hishlim hu haparsha? Pashit pshat is, even though you've already learned the parsha, shnai mikra v'echa targum, nevertheless, you have to hear the kriya. There is a daya that it's even if you've heard the whole laning, it's still usur while the shul is laning and others are being yotza with that, it is still usur for you at that point to be talking and learning. V'yesh matirin ligros pirish lilmol balachash. Some hold that you're allowed to learn yourself quietly so that you don't disturb anybody else. This is talking about that there are 10 people listening. That's 9 in addition to the Balkora. The Bir Halacha just does not understand, what about your own chiyuv to listen to the laney? How is it that you should be allowed to learn yourself without learning out loud, so you're not disturbing anybody else? But you have a chiyuv to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Because the Mishnah Brura's shita is that even on Sheni v'Chamishi, it is not only a takana for the tzibur to lane, but every yochid is supposed to listen to laning. So he wants to say, well, maybe pshat is that you heard the laning already. However, the mashmos of the mechaber is certainly not like this. So he leaves that as a tzarechiyin. Further, V'yesh omrim, shim yesh yud v'tzaisi, that if there are 10 other people that are listening, pirish shim asimim lim l'sefer Torah, mutar l'saper b'divrei Torah, that you're allowed to talk and learning. V'yesh matirim l'misha toroso umnaso. Some hold that someone who's Torah Solom Naso, he only learns, he doesn't do anything else, that it's mutter for him, he is potter from hearing Kriyas HaTorah. Torah Solom Naso, Chazal never made it takan of Kriyas HaTorah for. Kriyas HaTorah was for people that don't otherwise learn. The Mishnah Berurah says, Bizman HaZen, no one is considered Torah Solom Naso with regard to this halacha to potter himself from hearing the Kriya. V'yesh matirim l'mi shekodim shenifteh sefer Torah matzer ponov umara atzmo sheina rotzo l'shmo sefer Torah likros umaschil likros. Some hold that the isur is if you're already there during the kriya, you've been listening, then you're not allowed to start learning. But if it's clear that you were learning before, and you just never stopped, you continued learning. So it shows that you were never included in this kriya in the first place, so that you would be allowed to continue learning. V'likor shnai mikra v'echa targum b'shas kriyas haTorah shari. To lein shnai mikra v'echa targum during the kriya is mutter, because that does not show that you're disinterested in the kriya. You're actually learning the same thing that they're leining. And then the Mechaber adds, v'chol zeh eino inyan l'parsha zochor parshas porah sheim basar midaraisa. This would not apply to Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah that you have to listen to Minat Torah. So the Gra here and many other Achronim disagree and say that Parshas Parah is really a Darabanon. It's only Parshas Zohar that's a Daraisa. But the Mechaber is saying that in the case of Parshas Zohar, everybody's got to come and listen, and nobody is allowed to learn or even say Shnai Mikra at the time. Shetzarach l'chavim l'shomah m'pi akore. Says the Mechaber now, v'hanochon shebechol ha-parshiyas roi l'medakdek b'dvorov l'chaven dato l'shoma m'pi akore. The right thing is that every week, during every Kriyas HaTorah, everybody should stop what they're doing and carefully listen to the leining. The Mishnah Berurah even brings down, first of all, the Prichadish Paskins, like this is the Ikar Adin, it's not just Nochon. Also the Magen Avram says this, b'shem the Shlah. The Bir Halacha has an arichus here where he talks about the people that don't bother paying attention to Kriyas HaTorah. They speak Bengar V'Lagavar, and then it runs into Kriyas HaTorah, and they're really missing it. And he said there's no heter for that whatsoever. Everyone is really supposed to listen to it completely. Now, the Magen Avraham also says that the right thing to do is to lane along with the Bal Kore. The reason being that this way you're going to really pay attention to the words, because it's very difficult to follow without losing the place unless you're actually laning yourself to yourself. So if you need that, then you should do that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, but al pi gra, you're just supposed to listen and you should not be laning at the time that they lane.